I know that there is a lot, it's a beautiful day, a lot of different things happening in the service. There's also a lot of things happening after church. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Today, the gospel was actually pretty short and sweet. I hope that you all heard it. If not, you know the gospel and epistle readings are always in your bulletin. So today is the Feast of the Veneration of the Cross. The church, in her great wisdom, places the cross right in the center of Great Lent. You know that today is exactly halfway to Pascha. It's exactly the middle. And the church puts the cross there not accidentally, but intentionally, because the church knows that outside of paradise, after the fall, life is not only rainbows and butterflies, but life is full of pain and suffering and disappointments and difficulties and injustices. We are lied to, we are gossiped about, we are picked on, we are bullied. We experience illness and suffering and even death. And the cross is placed in the central part of Great Lent to encourage us, to strengthen us, and to remind us that as Orthodox Christians, we are expected, to endure all of the different sufferings with strength and even with thanksgiving. This is, of course, not easy, but this is what Christianity is. It is to follow Christ. How beautifully in the gospel, St. Mark says, "Ostis theli opisum akuluthin." In the gospel, it says, whoever wishes. Why is that so beautiful? Because God gives us freedom. He doesn't say, you better follow me or you have to follow me. He says, whoever wants to follow me. This is how to do it. Our God loves us so much, he doesn't force us to love him back. He doesn't force us to follow him. He doesn't force us to have virtues and to be righteous. And so if we choose to follow him, if we choose to love him back, he says we must deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him. Denying yourself can mean a lot of different things. But I think on these days, to deny ourselves means that to follow Christ, I must pick love always first. Sometimes we start out Great Lent with a lot of energy, and we say, I'm going to do it differently this year. Not only am I going to fast, I'm going to be more strict than ever, but I'm going to be careful how I treat other people. Do you remember 9/11, those of you that are old enough? Do you remember how different people were after 9/11? People were so kind. They became religious again. They started going to church, and it lasted a few months. And then we go back to the way we are. That's how life is. In the world, we get distracted by life. Pina katsiki. We get distracted by life, and we get lost a bit. And so the cross is placed in the center of Great Lent to remind us of our responsibility to raise our cross, whatever it may be, not only until Pascha, but until our own resurrection. That's the real message, that we are intended to struggle all the way until our resurrection, our personal resurrection. There was a story in one of the Girondica. You know, the Girondica are stories, usually monastic stories. And there was a story of a monk from Mount Athos. I want to say it was one of the famous, more modern saints, like St. Paisios or St. Porphyrios. But they had gone to Athens for something. And while they were there, they had gotten on a bus. And when they were on the bus, they ended up in a neighborhood called Exarchia. You all know Exarchia? Exarchia is famous for having, what do we call them? Epanastates. What do you say it in English? Anarchists, revolutionaries. We'll call them anarchists. And the bus was full of anarchists, young kids going to some kind of a protest. And the monk that was on the bus was very quiet. He had his koboskini, his prayer rope, and he's doing his prayer rope and praying. And the anarchists at some point focused their attention on him, and they started to meddle with him. They started to make fun of him. And he said to he noticed that they were dressed differently. And he said, what are you? I see you're dressed differently. And they said, we're Epanastates, we're anarchists. You better watch out, priest. And he laughed. And they said, why are you laughing, priest? And he said, I'm laughing because you're not anarchists. He says, I'm an anarchist. You're not anarchists. And they said, what do you mean? You're a priest. You do whatever the Bible says. And he says, I'm an anarchist. You're a slave, he told them. And they said, what are you talking about? I'm a slave. We're not slaves. You're a slave. And he said, when my mind tells me to eat meat and I'm fasting, I rebel and I go against what my mind tells me to do. He says, whatever comes to your mind, you do it. You see a priest on a bus and you want to mess with him, you mess with him. When you smell meat and you're hungry, you go and you eat it. He says, I control what I do. I don't listen to everything that pops into my head. These are called the logizmi, by the way. It's a different sermon. We can talk about that another day. But in reality, to be truly Christian, you have to be a bit of a rebel. You can't give in to whatever temptation comes into your mind. This is called self-denial. To deny what I want and to do what God wants for me, what God says is best for me. This, the saints say, leads to real happiness, authentic happiness. And so during Great Lent, we are supposed to think as Christians, what does Christ want me to say? So when someone annoys us, rather than lashing out, that's what I want to do, we should do what Christ wants us to do. We should treat them with love. If we haven't started doing these ascetical practices during Great Lent, it's never too late. We have half of Lent to go. We can begin today. Fast according to your power, to your will. Prayer, the services. We have services during the week. We have Lenten discussions. We have catechism classes. Anything we want. We can learn as much as we want. We can do as much as we want. And always by denying what we want for what is best for us, what God wants for us. Καλή συνέχεια. Καλή Σαρακοστή.